This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What happened?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You all right?
Last hour. This hour I have to wash down or, I guess, wash it around. Hello. So, this week has been a grope fest. Who is groping who? Or maybe that's the incorrect English. Who is groping whom? Bette Midler says Geraldo groped her. This is Geraldo saying Matt Lauer is, did he defend him? Is that really what Geraldo did, defending Matt Lauer?
I mean, he basically said he's a great guy, didn't he?
Yeah.
He is a great guy.
Pathetic, and he always treated his family well, and that the news business is flirty.
Yeah.
The news business is flirty. What does that mean?
Right.
Flirty. Does that mean, this is, well, we're not, we talk about things in the news. I don't consider us to be, we're a conversation program about what's going on in the world. And so we talk about things like this. I don't consider, we're not news gatherers. Once in a while we may say something that makes news, not the intention. The idea is to have an intelligent conversation about what people are talking about or what's going on in the world. What people need to know, do we need to know that Bette Midler was groped?
Well, she's pretty upset about it, apparently.
Why'd she wait till now to tell everybody about it?
Well, she did tell everyone because she actually released a video of her being interviewed by Barbara Walters a long time ago when she did tell the story. And Barbara Walters, I guess, kind of didn't really believe her. So she, in the video, she goes back through the story and is very adamant. And then Geraldo wrote a memoir at some point, maybe in the 90s. And he admitted that he did it, that he groped her breasts after. But he didn't say the other drug part. She said that Geraldo and his producer pushed her into her bathroom. They were at her apartment to interview her, and that they, I don't know what poppers are, but she said they opened two poppers and put them under her nose. I guess that was something, was it cocaine? I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then she said that both of them felt her up in the bathroom.
All right.
But wouldn't she be, she'd still be snorting cocaine with them, right?
That's the unclear part. I'm not sure if she did it or if they tried to make her do it and she refused. I'm not really sure what
she
that part was.
No surprise to me that Geraldo's a creeper. Look at that picture that he put out online with his shirtless drunken selfie.
Oh, right.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
A few years ago. That's when he defended Matt Lauer. I thought, well, all right,
that's
I get it.
Typical Geraldo, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's, you see, you just said what I think is the normal attitude toward Geraldo. Typical Geraldo. He's just a big mouth, loud mouth, jerkleburger.
No. It's that I've seen him naked with in his bathroom.
But I'm saying he is a loud mouth, big, you know, kind of jerkleburger.
Well, I think the thing that also kind of really, beyond saying news is a flirty business, which is pretty bad, he said it also seems like a current epidemic of sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation. That's where people were like, wait a second, this is not courtship that we're talking about. These are sexual assault cases.
Yeah.
He apologized for that because he got such a huge backlash online, but Bette Midler is bringing this up now because she said, where's her apology?
And he says,
nothing. As of yet, he has not responded.
All right. So, the more pleasant side of courtship may be the announcement this week that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged. And apparently, the bro, Prince William, is very happy about it because he seems to love his brother, and he also seems to like Meghan Markle.
Did you see the other comment he made? He's also happy Harry's going to get married so he can stop raiding his fridge.
Yes. Great personally, I hope it means he stays out of my fridge. He'll stop him scrounging off of my food. He's done it over the past years. Like a true older
brother.
Why do
I not believe that? That's a really cute thing to say, but I have a hard time believing that Harry comes over and eats out of William's fridge without William even knows that he's doing it.
I 100%
brothers
believe
do that. I do
no,
too.
They don't. They live in their separate little houses that are right next to each other.
Yeah,
Harry's cottage is tiny. And then where they live, they don't live in the palace. They live in a house, Kate and William and the kids.
Uh-huh.
It's on the same grounds. Yeah. So, it's not a condo, but I mean,
it's part of not bungalows, but that they're little cottages. That's probably a good way of putting
it.
Yeah. Yep. And they apparently are close. I'm guessing that Harry has a lot to do with the children. He plays a lot with William and Kate's children, and it's a nice toast. So they're living. They're going to continue to live there. Is that it, Harry?
They're going to live in Harry's cottage. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
which
where do they live when they get married? Doesn't he have his own castle?
No, I don't know. I think that both of the boys just wanted to stay where they are now because it's not quite a palace, but it's close enough to being where they need to be for royal duties and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think where little Prince George goes to school, I think they walk him to school. So it must be very close to town, whatever section of town they're in Kensington.
Make sure you do your royal duties, and after that, flush, please.
You know what I want to know is when Kate Middleton is due with her third kid. Because
April.
It's got to be... Oh, April.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not going to overlap with
When's
the wedding.
When's Meghan due with her child?
We don't know.
Uh-huh. All right, isn't much more fun talking about that than who groped
whom? Oh, so much nicer.
Please. Put it away.
Remember 13. The beginning of this week when that was literally the only news was just
was.
The engagement?
Yeah. And then groping became, it's become the national pastime, not groping.
Yeah.
But perhaps all the discussion of focus will put an end to it as a certain pastime for many leches. Are there many leches or a few leches? What's the number? There are more than, so only famous people do this? Is that the way it works? Or does the average person, is there a list, is there a line of Jerry and Fred and Tom and whomever else you come up with, that is there a long list of people who are not necessarily titans of business, titans of entertainment, but just regular quote-unquote people who are getting away with this, and will this stop in their ranks? And if that's the case, do we need to focus more on them? And would there be a story here? Is there some role in this focus on middle America, on the average American? Because we haven't talked about the average American at all. We're talking about people of privilege, politicians, actors, people who have status that run big companies. Have you noticed? Have you heard about Fred took a shot at Gail? I haven't heard that story, have you? But I bet you Fred has taken liberties with Gail. And there have been plenty of other people who have taken liberties with average people.
Well, we've certainly heard a lot about the airline industry.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
They're regular people, so I don't, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't understand how every little job and in every company that maybe has 10 employees is going to be reported or make it into the news.
I'm not suggesting that they ought to make it in the news or be reported, but the consciousness that is coming from the awareness of
there.
All of this,
yeah.
The consciousness is there, so will... Betty, who is the secretary for Fred, Fred's been having his fun with Betty for a long time. Would Betty say, go blank yourself, leave me alone. If you touch me and you then fire me, I'll own your company. That's possible.
Possible, sure.
Yeah. All right. So I'm wondering whether you think... This
is branching out into other areas?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
It goes beyond.
It's on everybody's mind. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, here's something else that ought to be on everybody's mind. We're going to, later today, give away the first of four switch driver and drill sets from The Works, W-O-R-X. And we also will choose from our DJVShow.com website a winner. I guess they're winning both of these together, right? The Pegasus Folding Work Table.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the driver and drill. So we have 250, $60 worth of Christmas presents. You won't have to buy them for the person in your life who likes to work in the shop, who wants to set up something fulfilling in the garage. So we are giving one set away, a folding work table and the sawhorse, and one switch driver and drill as the day moves on. So if you haven't registered yet, you haven't heard us talking about this, we want you to go to DJVShow.com and register. There's a little, isn't there a button there? I forgot what you put there or what Nicole put there.
But yep. All we need is your name and your email address.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later during the day.
Possibly your street address, I'm not sure, but that's the email address is essential. That's how we're going to be able to notify you.
All right. So if you're ready for this, go while you have a moment to DJVShow.com. Both of those things will be yours if you are the winner of the random drawing later today. Register now at DJVShow.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so one of the other things that happened this week that didn't get a lot of attention, the four ships that washed up on the shores of Japan with skeletons on board is like a bad...
Oh, yeah, the ghost
one
ships.
Of the pirates, like a... What do they call that? What's his name?
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's exactly it, yep.
Pirates of the Japanese.
Yeah.
So, it was... what, 15 dead bodies and skeletons have been found so far on the main island of Japan? Does anybody know...
Do they have scurvy, or...
Where they...
Well, they're coming. I think they're coming from North Korea.
People trying to escape North Korea, right?
Well, no, I forget now. This was a few days ago, but there was something about there was some forced fishing program that North Korea had, and they're not, and these men weren't trained at all, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they're getting killed basically at sea, and then the boats are washing up.
Ah, lovely.
Hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was a way for Kim Jong-un to get rid of people he doesn't want to bury, put them on a boat and let
the
them
North Korean cruise
right,
line.
Yeah, yeah. 21 past the hour.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biggest fan in the world of the Moody's, but I'm close. Moody Blues, a PBS special started last night, and they started with this song. Crank it up, Carol, will you? The acoustics were interesting in this hall because their microphone gave more tone and balance to both Justin and John Graham. It really was kind of interesting to listen to it. This was done around a big orchestra, too, which Justin has always liked to have their, like this song. Listen to the orchestra in this. This is not a typical. The Moody's got away from the typical guitar and drums and that kind of stuff with this song. Listen to all the orchestration. There's a 100-piece orchestra in this show. 50th anniversary of their first album, Days of Future Past, a live TV special for PBS. Justin said a couple of years ago, I was thinking how best to celebrate the 50th anniversary when I was fortunate enough to meet an arranger and conductor named Elliot Davis from Toronto's World Festival Orchestra. The album's original arranger, Peter Knight, had passed away in 1985. He was one of the original Moody Blues. Hayward said he was seeking a classical conductor to help recreate the sound of this album, which blended orchestral arrangements and psychedelic rock sounds. And this is one of the first, I believe it was the first concept rock album. Days of Future Past, first created to highlight the power of stereo recording, because this was at the very beginning of stereo. Hard to believe, isn't it, huh?
Wow.
1967. Until then, everything had been monaural. One track, one track only. So you would never have appreciated the orchestra the way you do in this album. They were really groundbreaking. You ask me every once in a while why it is that I like them so much. One of the reasons I like them, other than I like Justin, is the fact that he was so smart about this. He was trained as a classical musician, Justin was. And these guys all were friends growing up. Story similar to the Beatles. The original band members, the five of them, all grew up together. And it was in another English band. But they didn't want to be, there was nothing about Justin that was going to allow them to be compared to the Beatles because they'd get lost fast. And so that's where he came up with the idea of doing rock to these huge orchestrations. Anyway, so the performance was taped at the Sony Center in Toronto on the 7th of July this year. And what we saw when I went to see him this summer was Jeremy Irons was there, and he did a sort of a narration through it all. Finally, okay, Victoria, finally, the Moody's have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That one gets a finally, because it's ridiculous taken this long.
Yeah. I may go see them. They're going to do four performances at the Wynn in Las Vegas late in January. That'd be a quick hop for me, Jennifer, over. Maybe we'll make a party out of it. But there's no mistaking the Moody Blues. And as you are around me more, you get used to it. I think you all knew. Did I ask you once, though, when I first we were talking about this, would Kara know who they were? Who didn't know who the Moody's were?
I definitely know who they are. My brother's a huge fan of theirs. He loves all that 60s stuff, so yeah.
Yeah. All right, congrats to the Moody's, 28 after. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, celebrating the holidays. A milestone, a note, the passing of Jim Nabors, who was 87. I say this and you can hear a little bit of a thing in my voice. Jim Nabors was one of these characters, a character actor, but he, besides being a character actor, he was a character.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun with him once in an interview. He was on it. Well, I can't remember what TV show it was on, because he did so many of them. He came from Alabama, lived in Hawaii, was gay, and nobody paid any attention. He was a singer of note. Maybe that was why I interviewed him. I'm trying to remember why the heck I interviewed him. He had a couple of songs, but was he best known for being on Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle?
I think so.
Yeah, probably, right?
How long did Gomer Pyle last after he left Andy Griffith?
It was on for 5 years on CBS.
Wasn't it? I never watched that program. That
always in the top
10. Escaped me in reruns. Yeah.
Yeah. He hosted a variety show for quite a while. He's a very talented guy. Had a liver transplant in 1994. He'd been in Hawaii, lived there for 30 years. Had a macadamia nut farm. And married his...
funny.
It does, yeah. He married his partner in 2013. And, Goober was George Lindsay. Remember all that silly stuff it made? But you probably don't remember all of it. I guess I do.
But Goober was his cousin on the show, right?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, George Lindsay was his name. Mm-hmm. That was the actor's name. He was always the character. He played that kind of a role well. In fact, he was a very refined, sophisticated man. At least that was my opinion of him when I met him. A very nice, sweet man, and very easy to be around, as opposed to a lot of people that become successful. He was just a kind of a friendly, fun guy who I think every once in a while pinched himself that he'd gotten to the point where everybody... But he wasn't, "Hi, Jim," when you went down the street. It was, "Hi, Gomer." You know, if you saw him on the street, let's say in L.A., he's very approachable. Well, again, that was my experience with him. So kind of sad. 87. Had a good life. What else can you say? And don't you wish at the end of your life that somebody could summarize it quickly with something like that? He was a good person, or she was a good person, and she had a good life. What better way to eulogize somebody? You know, a lot of people like to have everybody get up and talk about their experience with somebody when they've passed, and that's okay. It makes you feel better. Doesn't do anything for the person who's passed. But there's a just nice, better to be known that way, I think. And would we say the same of Rosa Parks? Today is Rosa Parks Day in honor of the... She was dubbed a civil rights leader, but she wasn't really. She wasn't really even an activist. She just got on a bus and said no when she was told to sit in the colored section. She said, "No, I'm not sitting in the back anymore." She rode the Cleveland Avenue bus home, and an ordinance in the city where she lived, Montgomery City ordinance, allowed bus drivers to assign seating. Can you imagine getting onto a city bus in Los Angeles and the driver says, "Hey, you sit over there, and you sit over there, and you back there, you sit by the window."
I just can't imagine getting on a city bus in Los Angeles.
I've actually ridden on a couple of city buses.
Have you really?
Over by USC, yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Brave.
She was arrested for violating the city ordinance, fined $10. And this is, by the way, this is 1955. So it isn't, for some of you, it may seem like a long time ago. But it isn't a long time ago. Imagine this era where men who are black couldn't use the same toilet as men who are white in the United States military. Did you know that? In the Korean War, the soldiers who were stationed in Korea had two latrines, one for blacks and one for whites. This is the 1950s. All right? This is... anyway... So California was the first to recognize the date of Rosa Parks' birth on February 4th, 2000. And so since then, there have been others who, but more importantly, this is the day of her arrest. So that probably has more meaning to it. Right? Do you all know the story? You kind of all, did you learn this in school or in conversation?
Sure.
Where did you study? When did you learn about Rosa Parks, Jennifer?
In school. I don't remember what year it was, but definitely in school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember either what year, but for sure it was in school.
Yeah, I mean, we always had Black History Month in school, and so I'm sure starting probably, I feel like it was fairly young, probably in elementary school you learn about that.
People have made more of her in the sense, again, calling her a leader or an activist or whatever. She just said no. I'm not.
But I think whether that was her intention going into it, I think that she became one for people after that.
She became a symbol. Yep, she did. who has a symbol. Also today is National Pi Day. Every year on December 1st, folks who love dessert, me, observe National Pi Day. I actually have had a pie all week. I've had a pie. I just finished it last night.
Of course you have.
That I was given on Thanksgiving.
Blueberry?
A blueberry pie, yep.
That's his favorite.
And from Whole Foods. My friend David brought it to me. So I'm all about it. This is the middle of pie baking season, right, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually bake their own pies? Jennifer, you make your own pies?
I have made pie before. I don't generally make pies, though.
No. All right. How about you, Victoria? I have a feeling you're a fairly good cook when you want to be.
Oh, I love cooking. That's like my favorite passion slash hobby. Yeah, I love it. I do love baking desserts, but I've never actually, I'm trying to think, I've never made a pie. I've made tarts and things like that, but I've never actually made a pie. Maybe I should do that this year.
Pies are tough. The reason I don't do it a lot is because you have to have the right temperature on the butter, and if you want to really make the crust, and it's just, it's very fussy. But I have made pies. They've turned out well. I just so much prefer cooking where you don't have to measure everything.
Right, just throw it
out. Although I can make some cookies. I'm all right at that.
Me too. I throw everything in the pot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I made
well, we know, Doug.
I made two pumpkin pies for Halloween, but I cheated because the filling is so easy, and my roommate really likes... Well, yeah, my roommate really likes the graham cracker crust, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I made it with that, so you don't even have to do all that much.
You did something you didn't want to do because...
it's pumpkin pie, so I'm still going to eat it regardless, but it's not, I don't like it as much as the normal crust, but you're right, it's kind of a pain in the butt to make that.
I remember opening one of those cans when my mother, I was a kid, very young, opened a can, took the can open, I saw the pumpkin pie filling, and I just opened it up, I ate the filling out of the can.
You know there's other stuff with the filling in pumpkin pie, right? It's not just that.
I think I was probably about 8 when that happened, so probably didn't remember.
Although that he may be referring to the kind of the can that's already seasoned. It's the pumpkin pie filling that you just sort of dump.
Yeah. It was yum. They had a picture of a pumpkin pie, slice of pie on the...
Yeah, that already was seasoned then, so that probably did taste just like a pumpkin pie.
It's still around, whoever makes it. I think I've seen those cans around the grocery store.
Oh, they make them. Yeah.
It's Libby's.
Libby's, that's it. Yep. You're right. There's a name that we don't hear much. All right, let's keep going with food news or wine news, Jennifer. If you've ever dreamed of turning water into wine, it's something that may come true. There's a seltzer machine that you can buy, take carbonated water and make it into wine. New wine-flavored concentrate called Sparkling Gold.
Is it actually wine or is it wine-flavored?
Well, it's syrup horrible. Into it, right?
It's a soda stream thing. I have a soda stream, so I'm definitely going to try it. It sounds terrible, though. But it's an alcohol syrup that you add to the carbonated water, and they say it turns it into, I think it's 10% alcohol volume if you measure it the way they tell you to.
Really? So how much would that cost you as compared to buying something like that in the store?
I don't know. Is this a wine flavor, or is this going to be more like an alcoholic beverage, like a mixed drink, or a wine cooler?
Well, it's 10% alcohol, so it's less than what regular wine would be, or regular champagne, but it is an alcoholic.
Beer? Is it like Asti Spumante? That's what I like, Asti Spumante. Is it like that?
I have never had that, so I don't know.
You've never had Asti Spumante?
Sweet champagne. It's sweet sparkling.
I don't like the sweet stuff. This is probably going to be way too sweet for me. But the thing that people are kind of talking about on social media with this, SodaStream is super popular. They're everywhere. They're in all the Bed Bath & Beyonds and Macy's and everything. But this particular flavor, they did a blind taste test, and apparently 76% of the people out of 100 said that they thought that was just as good or better than French champagne brands Moët and Veuve. I find that
really
hard to believe.
Yeah, so this is supposed to it's supposed to taste like champagne is the goal.
Yeah. It's sparkling
wine-ish.
I don't know. But how much water is in sparkling wine? This is just a water base that's flavored. That's where it's kind of losing me.
Water. It's water.
Yeah.
All right. If you're a person that follows the dating site Zoosk, I'm not. What is the dating site? What do they do with Zoosk? Z-O-O-S-K.
Is Kara on Zoosk?
You're on Zoosk?
I'm not. I've never even heard of it. Yeah. Yeah. Another one to try out.
This is a good one for you, though, Kara. Listen up to this story.
All right. Zeusk dating.
I'm sure. Is it for 70-year-old women?
No. No. Okay. No, it's like legit. It's legit.
Like recently found there are a lot of popular foods that have sparked the interest of a potential match. Websites surveying 7,000 singles, analyzing a lot of dating profiles, looking through 364 million first messages to determine if a link between food and love does exist. Apparently, spoiler alert, it does. So, you and Lewis, when you first went out, what did you do with the first date? Where did you go to eat? First date, Victoria.
Well, he took me to an Italian restaurant in Queens that was really good.
How original.
I know.
Pellegrino, yeah, okay. All right.
It was delicious, though.
Don't tell him I said that. All right, so, Jennifer, you and Jeff, where was the first date? What did you eat on your first meal?
Which this is weird because I'm not a big sushi person, but we went to a Japanese restaurant and I had I had teriyaki chicken. You're fine. You had sushi.
I have cooked stuff.
Well, apparently sushi is actually one of the things that scores higher if you mention that you like it.
Yeah, salad, sushi, avocados score big on procuring more notes from potential mates.
Salad scores big.
Well, no, the top three are guacamole, potatoes, and chocolate. Those are the top three.
That doesn't surprise me.
Those are three of my four basic food groups.
I know.
Now in mind. We're good.
Yeah. All right, so guacamole lovers score more dates online than anybody else.
Well, Kara. Just mention you love guacamole or put an avocado emoji in your profile and you might
That actually doesn't surprise me. That's a huge millennial thing. Everyone loves the guacamole.
And avocados in general. Yeah.
I make very good guacamole, so I should also advertise that, I guess.
Right.
Don't mention fried chicken, however. That resulted in 15% fewer messages.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And yams. AFC? Who would mention yams in a dating profile? But apparently if you do, that plummets your down by 70% of your chance of getting a date.
Yeah, it's probably because they wonder if you are a 70-year-old woman if you're mentioning yams.
Although I do love a good yam.
I mean, I do too, but I wouldn't mention that.
I love a good yam too. That's wonderful.
I do.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease in circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beets, made from beets grown to exacting standards and concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. It is Tech Talk time now, brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. If you want to be a total boss, a good boss, the best boss, get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Four lines, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, on America's largest network for $25 a line a month. Learn more at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, let's get to it here. 56 past the hour. There's a new app, Victoria, that helps you if you are getting, let's say, taken advantage of.
Or
I know
bumps.
People who have, get bumped. And I know somebody who the plane was canceled, and it took her a month to get her money back. She had to fly a different airline, different way. So what's this going to do to help people in that circumstance?
Well, people in that exact circumstance can use this new app. It's called AirHelp, and it is a startup app, and they act on your behalf to help coordinate compensation. Now, of course, we're entering into the holiday travel season, and these things tend to happen a lot. And so they actually say that an average of $450 per person is the amount that they're able to claim for people.
Really?
They do everything for you. They actually have a legal team. They have a staff of 60 that specialize, I didn't even know this was a thing, but they specialize in aviation laws in 30 different countries. And so they call the airlines on your behalf until the money is transferred to your account. Now, it's a free app to use. They do take 25% of the compensation. Now, if that sounds like a lot, okay. But if you think about it, like you just said, in your friend's case, it took her a month to get her money back. And in most cases, it can even take longer. And a lot of people say that they take vouchers, and a lot of people, this legal AirHelp is saying that you should never take a voucher because that actually prevents you from filing a claim later on. And people don't realize that. They'll take a voucher at the airport because it seems tempting, thinking that they'll get money later on. And once you take the voucher, it negates any possibility to get money later. So AirHelp is one of those new apps that I think a lot of people will start downloading on the way to the airport. And they also, for free, or free of charge, they will they'll actually look up the compensation to see if you are even eligible before they go down the process and down the road for you. So it's a great app, AirHelp.
And they take 25% commission. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay. Well, it's better than you're not getting the money back at all, right?
Right. I mean, in so many cases, people don't even know if they are eligible for money or not. And in most cases, they are.
Good. All right. You've got the story of somebody who learned how powerful one tweet can be.
Yes. Last weekend, Washington State University student Danny Messina posted a tweet in which she called for donations for the St. Jude Research Hospital. She tweeted, "This time of year is about giving. This year, I'm giving back to St. Jude and the families who are supported by their amazing services." She planned to give 25 cents for every like that the tweet got and 50 cents for every retweet. Apparently, she didn't realize how much people were going to respond to this.
Wow.
The tweets and the retweets got out of hand. It got up to $50,000, which she didn't have. So she had planned on donating $1,000 of her own money, which kudos to her for a college kid. Donating $1,000 of her own money is wonderful. But it turns out she started a GoFundMe page. She's now raised $8,600 of the $50,000 so far. So you can actually go on there and help donate, too, if you want. She said, "I feel so fortunate that I have everything I need. I wanted to give back." So it's great.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is what we get. This is the season for that sort of thing. So, help her out a little bit. It's always good to fulfill your...
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.